Sunday.
Talk Live. You can take control here toll-free at 855-453 as we launch into the third hour of this live Saturday edition of the program. In the studio with you, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us online. You can actually control the content of our website. You submit content to it, vote on the content that is already there as submitted by other listeners, and then maybe we'll talk about one of those things on these airwaves. You can go to freetalklive.com to get interactive there. Again, freetalklive.com. We're going to go right into your calls and your thoughts. Dave, to start, is listening to KGOE out in Eureka, California. Hey, Dave.
Hey, guys. I love your show much.
Welcome.
What you're talking about, too. The notion that we should have a total allegiance to our country, I think most of us want to buy that because we're taught as small children to pledge allegiance and believe that our country is the good guys, that we are spreading freedom, democracy, and goodwill throughout the world. And I think as we come to learn that that may not really be the case, that maybe we get ourselves into wars because those wars are profitable to the Lockheed Martins and Halliburtons and General Electrics, and that we may not be just out there trying to do what's best for the people, but what's big for the big Wall Street interests and such. And then I have to wonder, do I want to stand and say, I pledge my allegiance to that? I don't. So I don't anymore.
Good for you. Me neither. I haven't for a long time.
I find myself sitting through the God Bless America's and all, and I'm sure there's some Marines in the audience that want to punch my lights out to that, but I feel it. You know, integrity tells me I no longer feel an allegiance to that kind of behavior.
You know, we get a lot of military and former military calling this show and expressing the same sorts of thoughts that we have here, and that they don't feel like they can do it either. And the ideas of statism tend to peel away at some point in people's lives, and they'll get to see the light. If they only glimpse it for a moment. I mean, I got to say, I like those inspiring things with the flags and the eagles and stuff like that, but it doesn't mean the same stuff as it did to me in the past. Now it sort of represents an ideal, and an ideal that this country and no country has ever met yet. Someone needs to show me where government and big business haven't colluded to the detriment of the individual.
The evidence is kind of overwhelming right now, and it's getting worse and worse day by day. I think we're being had by a coalition of a fascist arrangement there, that corporations want more, and they want to take it from the working poor, and we got to do something to change that big time, and we got to speak out.
I share your concerns. I thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can also connect with us on Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. I said there's some numbers that are interesting. We did talk a little bit about people renouncing citizenship. And, of course, as I pointed out, well, how can you renounce something that never existed in the first place? Since they don't have an obligation to protect you, you therefore have no duty of allegiance. But nonetheless, according to the story at businessweek.com, Americans renouncing their citizenship surged sixfold in the second quarter from a year earlier as the government prepares to introduce new tougher asset disclosure rules. Expatriates giving up their nationality at U.S. embassies climbed to 1,131 in the 3 months through June, and that's up from 189 in the year earlier period, according to Federal Register figures published today. That brought the first half total to 1,810 compared with 235 for the whole of 2008.
Yeah, there are a lot of people leaving the United States. They're renouncing their citizenship. Some are doing it for the reasons of taxes. Some are tired of the insane wars that just keep on droning on and on. People feel underrepresented, and the fact that this you don't need to be in the United States to do business around the world anymore. This used to be, it used to be this wonderful thing, but there are all kinds of enclaves of cosmopolitan life all around the world. You don't need this particular place any longer. Now, I'm not saying I'm leaving. My intention is to work for more freedom for people in this particular geopolitical landmass. But
that's why we moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project.
But my goals, my goals may not be what your goals are. And lots of people see value in saying, I can make money and do my thing over the internet. I don't need to be here. The tax rate's ridiculous. This is the only country in the world that I know of. There may be another one. I've heard different claims like North Korea and stuff like that, but this is one of the smallest of handfuls of countries that taxes you on the labor you do outside this country.
In fact, the next line in this article, Mark, is that the U.S. is the only nation in the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development that taxes citizens wherever they reside.
Now, let me ask you this. Just for one second, what can they possibly be thinking when they tax you when you're not inside the United States? The claim for taxes is that they're building, well, what about the roads? Cops, courts, roads.
The services.
You use none of those services when you're not in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Who the hell are they to be taxing your wages when you're outside of the country?
Master?
That's all they could be. They're the people claiming to own your body. If I can tax your labor, I must own your body. If I can tax your property, I must own it.
But you have the illusion of freedom.
Because the landlord's the person who charges you and kicks you off if you don't pay.
Mm. But you have the Lord. You have the illusion of freedom, though. You can go where you might want to go, as long as you have your government permission slip, of course. And as long as you've paid the appropriate bureaucrats, you can then go in whichever direction you might want to go. But otherwise, you are owned by them.
And I've often wondered about that, too. If you were to, say if you put two slave plantations down next to each other, one where the slave plantation is where you said, okay, you're picking cotton, you've assigned everybody their work. And the other one, you say, okay, everybody, you guys get to do whatever you want today, but I'm going to take a portion of your labor.
33%.
You're going to take 33% of what you make. Now, obviously, with the slaves on the one side, they're not going to work as hard because they're forced to do things, and they're going to be beaten if they don't do them, that kind of thing. On the other side, people are going to find things they love to do. You're going to tell them they're free. You're free today. Just do whatever you want to do, and I take a third. All you have to do is give me a third because you live here.
But if you don't give them a third, you get the lashings just like the other slaves on the other
side. Just like the other ones on the other side. I don't know. I think it's just a form of slavery. I'll agree. It is not nearly as an arduous form of chattel slavery as it existed for thousands of years throughout human history. And in this country, it had a racial component to it that didn't exist through most of human history. I'm not trying to dodge any of that.
I'm just
claiming that slavery is the natural state of humans for the last 9,000 years. And if you say something like that, you're going to have to deal with all kinds of problems from people.
So the story here at Bloomberg says the U.S. government is searching for tax cheats. I'd like to address that statement, the idea that you're cheating the U.S. government out of something they deserve. That's the suggestion with tax cheating. Well, tax cheating is not cheating at all because these are a criminal gang. That would be like saying you're cheating a man who's got a knife at your throat when you don't give him the $100 bill that you have inside,
little
pocket of your shoe when he asks you for, give me all your money. And all you do is you hand him your wallet or the money out of your wallet, and then, you let him run on his way. Did you cheat him out of the $100, or did he not deserve any of your money in the first place? Because you never had an agreement with him, he didn't provide you anything you asked for, you never entered into a contract with him. Same thing with the government. They just demand things out of you, and if you don't pay it, they might hurt you. So what's wrong with withholding some of that from them? What's wrong with figuring out a way to protect your money, to protect your wealth from the theft, from the outright extraction and extortion of these government people? There's nothing wrong with that. In my opinion, that's heroism. When you keep money out of the hands of criminals, when you keep money out of the hands of people who are going to use it to continue stealing, to continue threatening, to continue murdering, it's your moral imperative to keep as much of your money out of those people's hands as possible. Of course, they're going to call you names if you don't. They're going to act as though you don't like the community and that you aren't, you know, a valuable member of society. When all I want is to be able to choose how to spend my money. I want to choose the organizations to give it to, the charities, that sort of thing. More coming up. You share your thoughts with us. It's Free Talk Live.
Business owners, listen up.
Give me an L.
Give me another L.
Give me a Z.
What's that spell?
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home, protect your car, protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live and the live Saturday edition of the program at 855-453. Join us online. Go to freetalklive.com and get interactive in a variety of different ways. We do have the bulletin board system where you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. Go to bbs.freetalklive.com and see that and do that for free, like the rest of our website, bbs.freetalklive.com.
You can join more than a million people who've trusted LegalZoom.com for their common legal documents. Either you can incorporate your business or create a will or a living trust, register a trademark, leases, deed transfers, copyrights, name changes, prenups, powers of attorney. You get everything that you're going to need. Common legal documents that people trust at LegalZoom.com. Go over there, use coupon code FTL, save $10 on your order. If you've got a family, you need a will. You know whether I, you know I'm talking to you. If you don't have a will and you have a family, you are opening them up to a world of hurt, because the government can just take in, comes in, takes everything, and then decides years later who gets what. LegalZoom.com, coupon code FTL, save $10.
We're talking about people renouncing their citizenship who might have decided to start living overseas. And some of the reason why you're seeing more and more of this happen, they're pointing out that that recently there were the 3 months through June this year, a quarter of a year, so through June, 3 months, 1,131 people renounced by giving up their nationality at U.S. embassies around the world. That's up from 189 in the year earlier period. In 2008, the total for the first half of the year was 235, but first half of the year this year was 1,810. So there's a lot more people within the most recent years that have decided to, or just this year, have decided to renounce their citizenship. What is one of the reasons for this? Well, the article suggests it may be because of the Foreign Account Tax Compliance Act. They say that more of the 6 million Americans, estimated, living overseas are weighing the cost of holding that U.S. passport. Quote, with the looming deadline for FATCA, that's the Foreign Account Tax Compliance Act, more and more U.S. citizens are becoming aware that they have U.S. tax reporting obligations. Once aware, they decide to renounce their U.S. citizenship. This is according to a U.S. tax attorney in Zurich. FATCA requires foreign financial institutions. Now, how it is that the U.S. government can pass some sort of regulation that affects foreign institutions, I'm still not certain, but it just shows the international reach of the government.
They've gone after Switzerland and given them all kinds of trouble.
According to the story here,
most banks don't want to do business around the world. I don't mean in the United States. Most banks don't want to do business with American citizens,
right,
simply because of the U.S. government.
Yep. This requires them to report to the IRS.
U.S. citizens, Americans, are people on this continent.
One of the requirements of this FATCA is that these foreign institutions will have to report to the IRS information about financial accounts held by U.S. taxpayers or held by foreign entities in which U.S. taxpayers hold a substantial ownership interest. It was estimated to generate $8.7 billion over 10 years, according to the Congress Joint Committee on Taxation. The 2010 FATCA law requires banks to withhold 30% from certain U.S.-connected payments to some accounts of American clients who won't or don't disclose enough information to the IRS. While banks can sign agreements to report to the IRS individually, many are precluded from doing so by privacy laws in their jurisdictions. The Treasury Department last month announced that the IRS will delay the start of FATCA by 6 months until July 1st, 2014, to give foreign banks time to comply with the law, and the extension of the act follows a previous one-year delay announced in 2011. So this hasn't gone into effect yet, but people around the world who are expatriates are saying to themselves, it's all right, well, we've heard about this, it's time to get the hell out, there's no benefit that this citizenship provides us, so might as well just go ahead and renounce it, because what's the point of holding on to this? I mean, it's like it would be like a slave holding on to some sort of relic from Master's plantation, and that's essentially what they're doing here.
Well, I think that moving is right for some people, and I don't know that it's necessarily right for others. The fact is that the U.S. is slipping down the world's economic freedom charts, but it's still in the top 25 as far as economic freedoms go. Some people can make other countries work for them. Some people, you know, are concerned about it. I get it. I don't know. I mean, it's just, it seems to me that as doing business online becomes easier and easier, many more people are going to become citizens of the world. They're going to be moving around, doing different stuff.
Well, what happens when more people start using bitcoins instead of using their government's money? Then how's the government people going to determine who's got what in what bank accounts? Because bitcoins can be used anonymously. The government can't necessarily tie you to one or another Bitcoin account. Once the money's inside the Bitcoin network, the government can't seize it, and not easily at least. If they know how to get access to your wallet, they could seize that. But if you have your wallet secured, they're going to have a really tough time getting a hold of that. So we've got some pretty exciting things on the horizon for financial independence that I'm sure a number of expatriates are very, very interested in. I imagine if you are somebody who has had the, you know, the foresight to leave the U.S. for these reasons, that you probably have heard about Bitcoin, and if you haven't, you really should look into it. Let's go to Mikester in California. You're on Free Talk Live at the NMR. Hey, Mikester. Oh, hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Just a few points in the vein of what you guys are saying. I've got a brother, for example, who went to finish school in Amsterdam, and he's lived in Europe for 15 years, and he's got a couple places in Poland, and he has no intention of ever living here again for, you know, maybe more than two or three weeks. Mm-hmm. It just makes more sense, and the governments over there grant, and not to get on the healthcare thing, but at least they do provide healthcare to people, whether people like it or not. I don't know why we don't want that same situation, but that's a different...
I don't want the government providing my healthcare. Thank you very much, though. Appreciate the offer.
If they did, you could at least say you were getting something, okay?
You can go and get welfare anytime you want. I mean,
there's always somebody that'll let you overpay for something.
Right. But the only reason, one of the main reasons that they don't is because they want to take care of the insurance companies. And the same thing goes for the military. Why the war on drugs? Why are we in Afghanistan? Why are we trying to start another fight with Russia? So the military industrial corporations can make more money and justify it. We are spending more and more and more on the military. We could spend money on schools. We could do other things with this.
Well,
money.
I do spend money on the schools and local charities. I do not fight in the military, and I'm not starting wars all around the world. I don't understand when you say we, you probably meant the federal government, but I just want to make clear I'm not part of that.
That's what I'm talking about.
But this is the question I want to ask you on this is, We know what's going to happen if you give the United States federal government the opportunity to tax people. They're going to do what they're doing because the people in the military-industrial complex are always going to have more power and influence than you or I.
Mm.
Right, but how much of that influence do you think is coming from Boeing and Raytheon and those guys?
I don't know. What's it matter?
At the end of the day, I know we hate to use the term because it mentions somebody else. It's actually Mussolini who came up with the Italian term fascism.
Right.
But that's what it is.
It is,
Congressmen and senators and presidents and the Supreme Court now, who do they listen to first? The large corporations.
And that's how it's always going to be, which is what... Yeah, but you're never going to be able to change that about Washington, D.C. So the only thing we can do is declare independence from them and forget about them, in my opinion. I thank you for the call tonight, Mikester.
We're going to have to do that because before the Supreme Court, it wasn't near as bad as it is. Citizens United.
Well, they've always thought they've owned you. If you want to hang on, Mikester, I'll bring you back in a moment. You can make that point where we can hear you. We're coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Join us in Joshua Tree, California, August 9th through 11th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature films, panels, lectures, workshops, and fieldwork with leading experts including Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Graham Hancock, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Laura Eisenhower, Jason Martell, David Wilcock, Doc Wallace, David Zureda, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. The conference will coincide with the Perseid Meteor Shower, and the Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Enter to win a free ticket at contactinthedesert.com. We look forward to seeing you in Joshua Tree in August for a serious look at mounting evidence that we are not alone. For more information, go to contactinthedesert.com or call 760-365-8371.
Now available in softcover and Kindle on Amazon is a revolutionary book that will forever change the way you look at health and diet. Dr. Brian Sturgeon's Body and Brain Diet. This amazing diet and exercise plan was developed when the surgeon himself was confronted with heart disease, diabetes, high blood pressure, and cholesterol. There's no starving yourself and no calorie counting. You'll learn it's not how much you eat, but what you eat. Find easy-to-prepare recipes and simple step-by-step workout plans that exercise mind and body simultaneously. On the plan, Dr. Sturgeon lost over 70 pounds and reversed all the diseases naturally and with no medication. And many of his patients have had similar success. The Body and Brain Diet allows you to naturally diminish or reverse diabetes, hypertension, coronary artery disease, skin tags, psoriasis, and more. A whole new outlook on life and a healthy future awaits you. And Dr. Brian Sturgeon's Body and Brain Diet, available in softcover and Kindle on Amazon.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring us anything that you want toll free, 855-450-FREE. Also, Skype us at username lrn.fm. You don't have to ask permission to call on Skype. Sometimes somebody will send a message saying what they want to talk about. My response is, feel free to call anytime. There's no pre-screening process. You just call in, just like you would on the phone, except it's Skype. Skype username, lrn.fm. Toll-free number brought to you by SACL CAI, 855-450-FREE. We continue with your calls in moments.
If you're looking for precious metals, gold or silver, before you buy, go to gold.freetalklive.com. There we've got some great gold and silver pieces and coins, bullion, numismatics, whatever you're looking for. And not only are you getting great prices, because you need to comparison shop before you buy, but you're helping Free Talk Live in the process. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, back to Mikester in California. We were talking about, or I suggested declaring independence because you pointed out correctly, Mikester, that you know there's fascism in D.C. And, of course, our earlier caller pointed out it's socialism, and I think it's both. Mixed together.
I think it's more fascism. If it was socialism, it wouldn't be as bad, but it's fascism because the corporations are running this. It's not somebody trying to hand anybody any freebies.
There's plenty of freebies. There's plenty of freebies.
Only if somebody is paid for it, because the food program, say the ag bill, the only reason why they want that, and it's going to pass eventually, at least the food stamp part, is because companies like ConAgra, who I used to work for, they're the beneficiaries of that.
Oh, yeah.
The ag bill is all corporate gravy for the most part. Yeah, it does help some farmers, granted, but it's not going where the money's needed for the most part.
Well, there's a lot of money still pouring into welfare.
I don't think there's any reason to parse these terms. The fact is that any government program at all is socialism. Socialism is government ownership of the means of production. The fact is the government taxes around the world taxes you on your labor or your property.
Oh, I know. Trust me. I pay over 50%.
I bet you do.
And it's, and we're supposed to somehow save money to retire and be good little consumers. I mean, give me a break. It's hard to do.
So how's California looking at for secession? Any chance of that happening anytime soon?
It would be a great idea, and I do think because the members of the states that could never, ever secede and survive, California's kind of going, yeah, we're slowly getting our house in order, and there are some jobs, and the weather's decent, and, oh, by the way, there's a lot of agriculture here that's not subsidized, et cetera, et cetera, and you have Silicon Valley. It would be a great idea, and I think we could manage the border down by Tijuana as well. So I don't see that as being a problem. So.
Good luck, Mikester. I appreciate the call tonight at 855-450-FREE. I don't know if I believe the claim they're getting their house in order, though.
Well,
last I heard, they're billions of dollars in debt.
Well, I think one thing he's pointing out is that California would make a fine nation.
I agree.
California,
it's huge.
Is a nation, really. And when you look at it sort of financially, it's kind of like a nation in the European Union. If you take a look at how they have to use the U.S. dollar in order to do business, this is how really it is with all the states. You know, that's the problem they've got with Greece and Spain and Ireland and Portugal and all those countries in Europe, the ones that you know, couldn't keep their houses in order. Now, by the way, I would like to point out California has a balanced budget amendment or whatever in their provision in their constitution. So for those of you who think that somehow we can make a balanced budget amendment in the United States Constitution
and keep them to it.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it is. And now, we actually haven't heard anything about California's debt crisis for a while. Detroit has certainly been dominating that particular category of news. But I imagine things aren't any better in California since the last we heard. But if we're wrong, please feel free to call in and correct. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number.
Now, he said that some states would not survive seceding from the government. Maybe he's talking about Alabama or Mississippi or some of these states that get a great West Virginia. Some of these states that get a great deal of money from the government.
Everyone would survive.
Yeah. Where are these failed countries around the world? These failed states. Where do they exist? Because there's not too many of them. They're not going to turn into Somalia. And, by the way, the problem with Somalia tends to be the UN, the United States government, attempting to intervene in
trying
whatever.
To foist government upon Somalia, the Somalian people.
Well, they have government.
They have their tribal interactions.
They've had all kinds of different governments, but the UN and the U.S. government don't like them, so they go in and they arm the rebels.
What I had heard was that the UN was trying to foist the TNG, I think it was, the Transitional National Government, onto Somalia, and the people there are not interested in that. They're interested
some
in
people
not
are,
having
some
them.
People aren't.
Yeah.
Those are going to benefit the most or most interested.
Well, obviously, there are the people who seek power that are interested in it, but I mean,
that
by and large,
a government that grows organically is really the only government that can survive.
Yeah, this isn't an organic thing. This is a top-down, we're forcing this on you from the United Nations, and they're arming warlords and the purpose of accomplishing that. But the average, as I understand it, the bulk of the people in Somalia do not want that, which is why there's so much pushback against it. So 855-450-FREE, that's the toll-free number here. Paul is in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Paul.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to tell you, first off, I have a law enforcement background, and I'm currently with the federal government. So I want to
ask you if it's possible to get you on a better phone, because right now your phone just, it's almost intolerably bad. Is it possible to maybe swing over to a payphone or something? I think any payphone would be better.
Stand by for just a moment.
All right, we will stand by. Hang on, Paul. We're going to put you on hold, too. 855-450-FREE. I'm going to ask my board operator to check in with Paul and see if we can get him cleared up. I want to make sure that it's pleasant, at least somewhat pleasant, to listen to somebody on the phone. If you've got Skype, by the way, on your smartphone, here's a tip. Add username lrn.fm to your Skype username, your contacts list. And then if you've got the Skype app for your phone, you can connect with us. As long as you have a data connection on your phone, you can connect with us via Skype through your phone, and it will sound better. Like it'll
worlds
be
better.
So much better than whatever phone connection it is that that you have. So do keep that in mind. It may be worth it to even put Skype on your phone for the purpose of being able to. If you feel like you might call Free Talk Live in the future, it might be worth it for that.
And you're dealing with other people, and increases call quality.
Hey, Mark, did you hear about Bloomberg, the mayor in New York City? He is ready to crack down even further on people and their choices for their own body. in this case, it's e-cigarettes. And you and I, Mark, we've tried the e-cigarette in the past. I've never been a cigarette smoker, but I tried the e-cigarette. I found it pleasant and fun and tasty. And those are all reasons why apparently Mike Bloomberg wants to put a stop to it.
You know, the e-cigarette, by all indications, is a much healthier choice than smoking cigarettes. And when these busybodies, these people that want to get all in other people's business, go after the e-cigarettes, mainly because they just look disconcerting. They look like an activity that is out of fashion right now. That's the reason they tend to go after them. But when they go after them, what they cause people to do is be less healthy.
Go back to regular cigarettes.
Well, or not to switch to e-cigarettes. Because people know that there's social consequences, see what the social consequences are to things. And if you make the social consequences to e-cigarettes the same or similar to regular cigarettes, why in the world would I quit regular cigarettes? Thanks, Bloomberg, for killing people in New York.
Well, it hasn't happened yet, but it's definitely part of a proposal. According to Gothamist.com, it's a newly leaked draft of three tobacco-related bills that are currently making their way through the city council. One would raise the tobacco age to 21, while another would prohibit the display of cigarette advertising in stores. A third bill would prohibit the use of tobacco coupons and would also create a 10...
I don't think I've ever seen a tobacco coupon, all right.
It would also create a $10.50 price floor for cigarette packs, meaning you could not sell cigarettes for lower than $10.50.
$10.50. Wow.
It would also increase the fines against those who are caught selling illegal cigarettes. Because when you raise the price of something past a certain point that you can do business legally, other people will see that who are maybe interested in making a buck or two, and they will start to smuggle in cigarettes into the city and then sell them, maybe not from a storefront necessarily, but sell them on the streets to people. Maybe cigarette them out at 50 cents a cigarette or something like that, or even a buck. I've heard they're maybe as high as a dollar if you buy them in New York City as singles. So that way they can make a bunch of money and give people what they want. And, of course, it's highly illegal to do that, but you're going to see more behavior like that as the price of a legit pack of cigarettes continues to rise. The black market,
all taxes.
Yeah, the black market will become more almost and more in control. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. We still have enough time for you and your thoughts in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live next.
I'm going to learn a new language someday.
I'm going to learn Spanish someday.
French someday. Someday, I'm going to learn Chinese.
When it comes to learning a new language, what if you could turn someday into today? Because Rosetta Stone is now giving away a powerful free gift that lets you do just that. A free demo that lets you try the fastest way to learn a language. Today, we're giving away demos of our language immersion technology absolutely free. Call 1-800-924-6929. With the Rosetta Stone solution, nothing will stand in your way. No books, no rote memorization or translation, no boring drills. It's the breakthrough in language learning that over 20,000 schools, Fortune 500 companies, and U.S. diplomats rely on, because it's the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Claim your free gift from Rosetta Stone to turn someday into today. Call for your free Rosetta Stone demo today and see how easy and effective it really is. Call 1-800-924-6929. That's 1-800-924-6929.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. MedKits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Toll free number tonight. 855-450-FREE. That's SACL CAI's toll free line. You can also join us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. And in the studio, it's Ian here.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us online. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features that we share with you. Now, if you like the show and you would like to help support Free Talk Live, please become an amplifier. The AMP program is a big deal for us. It really makes a difference. It makes it so we can effectively market this program to other talk radio stations. And the AMP program, the $5 a month that we're asking from you, is very useful for us. We can use it to advertise to new talk stations. We can use it to go to industry conventions, which we're going to do this October in Los Angeles, because of the Free Talk Live AMP program. It makes it so we can have a prominence in the talk radio industry that is maybe not concomitant with our rank or whatever. We are seen at every one of these talk radio conventions. We've been to them.
It raises our profile.
Yeah, for the last several years. In fact, we've been...
I don't know what the ranks are among shows. I mean, I don't know how to really quantify that, I suppose.
You could look at audience and sit in the market
AQH,
sizes.
Sure.
Yep.
Free Talk Live is constantly rising in that, though.
So over the last several years, we've been a part of these talk radio conventions and literally a part of them. They have invited us to speak at almost every one of them in the last few years. So that's always great. And it's only possible because of listeners like you getting behind the show. And you get perks. You get access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only podcast, forum, and more. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up. That's amp.freetalklive.com. We can talk more about this e-cigarette ban, but I believe we've got Paul on the line in Virginia, perhaps on a better connection now. Paul, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Definitely sounds better. Go ahead, sir.
All right, I just want to let you know that I have a law enforcement background. I'm currently with the federal government, and I wanted to talk to you about FEMA camps.
FEMA camps, okay.
Seems like every time I get on the radio or try to talk to one of the big-name hosts, they roll their eyes and think, oh, this is a crazy kook. But believe me, I've got it from not only military sources but also my law enforcement sources. And my friends say, well, have you checked the story out? Well, when you get three different videos all showing the same thing from three different people, I think that's pretty much checked out.
Well, I don't know. Because what are you alleging?
I'm alleging that they are building FEMA death camps all throughout the United States.
Who are they going to put into them?
Tell about it.
Who Who are they going to put into them?
They're going to put American citizens into them.
Why would American citizens build death camps for American citizens?
Because they want power and control.
You mean the people that are building the plumbers, the concrete workers, these people?
Oh, well, Halliburton has got the contracts to build them.
Okay.
What is the excuse they're going to use? Are they going to be putting in dissenters? I mean, who will be putting these?
Well, from what I understand, this is according to the high-level talk, they're first going to get people that are disagreeing with government as of, you know, these days now.
There's a Rasmussen poll that came out recently said 90% of Americans believe the Washington, D.C. doesn't have the consent of the governed.
Yeah.
Isn't one of the problems with exterminating your population that you exterminate the tax base, too?
Well, I don't think that they're really going to be concerned about that if they whittle down the population to a controllable herd. Because the people that are going to be left are going to be the ones that are conforming and will do what they're told.
Well, most people are conforming and do what they're told. The FEMA camp rumors have been around for a number of years. Now, are you going to say that they are building the camps or that there are a number of them already built?
There are a number of them already built. As a matter of fact, if you use Google Earth and go down just southeast of Yuma, Arizona, you'll see a huge one there. But they're all pretty much built along the same lines. Railroad tracks going up to the front doors, double row barbed wire fence with guard towers.
And so
they have huge furnaces and, you know, airtight, what they would call gas chambers, with 6-inch gas lines running the length of the building.
If you're working for the federal government, I mean, why are you working for the federal government if you believe that they're going to be exterminating U.S. citizens?
Well, because of my job, I don't necessarily disclose who I am. But, yes, I disagree with them. But, I mean, I can't stop feeding my family.
But don't most people who work for the federal government disagree with the idea of exterminating U.S. citizens?
That's going to be a moot point when they take those 2.6 billion bullets and start putting them in guns and aiming them at the people that disagree with them.
But America, there are more firearms than there are people in the United States. I mean, if the federal government wants to go to war with the U.S. citizens, go to war with U.S. citizens, they're probably going to lose.
Didn't we already determine there are no such things as citizens?
All right. If they want to go to war with the people inside their geopolitical designation, they're probably going to lose that battle.
I understand what you're saying. However, I want you to know that there are high-level military talks. They're trying to find out how many people that are in the military will just blindly follow the orders to kick in the door and confiscate weapons.
Sure, and most of them probably will. Now, what do you think is look, I do consider most of this to be fear-mongering because it's been going on for many, many years. We've had people calling about the alleged...
We've been on the air 10 years. It's been happening for 10.
Some of them seem like old Amtrak facilities or whatever that people are really blowing out of proportion. But, you know, obviously you can do your own research. But ultimately, what is it that you are trying to accomplish by giving this information out? What are you hoping people will do with this information?
I want people to start asking the questions. Who's authorizing all of this money to be put into these particular places, and what is its ultimate purpose?
Well, you just gave us your speculation on that, but what do you expect people to do once, let's say they come to the same conclusions you have, what do you expect people to do then?
Well, we need to organize somehow and be able to fight back, because if they have every bit of communications and they have every bit of equipment, it's going to be very difficult to mount a defense against them.
So if people organize and fight back, wouldn't that essentially make them targets for the FEMA camps?
Exactly.
So these soldiers that are going to be putting people into FEMA camps, do they have mothers, fathers, brothers, sisters?
Well, they obviously do, but they're going to be told that if they cooperate and they help to gain order, is what the marching orders are going to be.
Sure.
If they are the ones that's helping to gain order, they will be the ones that are on the outside looking in.
They'll be taken care of, sure.
They're going to be exempted from these atrocities.
It's a very scary story.
You know,
in order to create
a situation like you're talking about, you must always create an us and a them. And the very difficult part of this scenario is that you're going to have to convince people that consider their family to be us to consider their family to be them. And
well, they're not going to use it on their own family. They're going to be hiring people who are going to do it to other people they perceive to be criminals or, you know, anti-government.
What percentage of the population? What percentage of the population is going to go through these?
Troops on our soil.
They have a few. What percentage of the population do you think is going to be run through these Pima camps and cooked in these furnaces?
Well, I believe it's going to be a large percentage. I would say more than 50%.
More than 50%?
That is correct.
Yeah. There you go, Ian.
Thank you, Paul. Appreciate your call tonight, although I consider it mostly fear-mongering. I think that, you know, maybe there are some sort of facilities that the government's building. Are they necessarily for humans?
I don't see any reason at all the government has to do anything like that. They've got the vast majority of Americans duped. Why in the world would they do it?
Yeah, why would they start to be so obvious in their oppression like that?
Doesn't
make sense.
You know, if they don't like what you've got to say, they can throw you in jail. America, the United States has more people in jail than any country on the planet. What's the big deal? By the way, it would be very easy to confuse another new prison for one of these FEMA camps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, these allegations about the camps have been pretty prolific over the last several years, and so, you know, what are they waiting for? There's all kinds of dissenters out there. I mean, they can come round us up anytime they want to. So what are they holding off on? Is there some sort of an event? Although, Mark, I think that, you know, your level of skepticality, while I appreciate it, is also a little unrealistic. We do know that during the Hurricane Katrina, there were U.S. troops that were more than happy to go house to house and confiscate people's firearms from them.
But
and when asked if they would shoot an American, one answered that in the affirmative he would.
Confiscating firearms is an entirely different thing than rounding people up, putting them on trains, and sending them to a place where they'll be cooked.
If they're told they're terrorists, then they might do that.
Not all. I mean, he's talking about 50-something percent of the population.
And remember, Mark, they're not going to inform the guys that are rounding people up that those people are going to be
cooked alive. At some point or another, they're going to figure it out.
They didn't find that out in Nazi Germany until way down
the line.
That
was them. That was the Jews. There was a whole bunch of vilification that went into Jews for decades beforehand.
Yeah. You know what? We didn't get to Tim on the line. Tim, call back tomorrow night. We've got a Sunday show. Mark is the host of the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live from 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time. We do this 7 nights a week, so you can always get your thoughts in here. Of course, the earlier you call, the better we'll see you tomorrow. FreeTalkLive.com. Have a great weekend.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges start a conversation with your neighbor or your doctor or your family or your school. Now there's teachers and lawyers and business executives, and they all wear shiny badges and they all reject the fake. Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges show the world that you reject coercion and aggression and oppression by the state. ShinyBadges.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Howdy folks, Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.